here's a story from The World.
A little more than a year ago, East Africa was hit by a plague that was right out of the Old Testament. Swarms of desert locusts, billions of them, devoured massive amounts of vegetation, including the crops of thousands of subsistence farmers in Kenya. It took months to get the locusts under control, but now the pests are back. And that is deeply worrying because, as the world's Halima Gikandi reports, agriculture is the backbone of Kenya's economy.
Here in Kitui County, desert locusts are dropping from the sky. They're about 4 inches long. Some are pink, others yellow. Catherine Wamboy Mwatha owns a farm here. It's like the biblical plague, says Mwatha. Almost. Kenya has not seen an invasion of desert locusts like this in 70 years. The first wave of locusts arrived in late 2019. This one is part of a second wave, and the swarm here in this area is about 100 million strong. Mwatha says she's scared about what it means for her crops. She grows maize and mung beans. If they reach the farm, they can eat all of the food, says Mwatha. What will me and my children eat then? She asks. County officials are working with the Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO, to try and stop the desert locusts before they do real damage. Cosmas Mwendwa is an agricultural officer with Kitui County. Every day, he's out here on the hunt for locusts.
We get the information from the community where they are, and we come and scout. And if it's a suggested locust, then we pick the cornets, we share with the county government team, who shares with the FAO and the national team.
They pick the coordinates, he says, and then they go on the offensive. Workers spray the desert locust swarms with chemical insecticides from the ground using handheld devices in cars. They're also spraying from planes in the air.
We tell the farmers to take like 4 days before taking your cattle or animals to the field.
The animals need to stay away from the areas sprayed by the insecticide. But Wendwa tells me that getting rid of these pests is not easy. It's like a game of cat and mouse. At night, the locusts rest on trees and in bushes. Once the sun comes up, they're energized and on the move.
It's quite challenging because the locusts don't follow the normal route we use. They fly. So you might be told the locusts are in one site, and before you reach in that site, they take off.
By late afternoon, officials have cleared most of the desert locusts from Watha's farmland. Now the ground is littered with them. But the main swarm has already moved on to a different patch of land, less than 10 minutes away. Locals come out to try and scare off the swarm. The noise from yelling and banging pots and pans together works, but only briefly. The locusts move like a game of hopscotch, up and then down again. I call Cosmas Mwendwa, the agricultural officer, to let him know.
Hello. Hi, sasa Cosmas.
It's
Halima.
Yes.
We're just leaving on our way back to Kyunyunyo, and there are so many locusts.
I think it's the same swarm, eh?
It's the same swarm. Every time you take a step, more come off the ground.
We'll be following them around because now you know they are flying.
Yes, okay, so you can't do much when they're flying.
Yeah, so we'll just follow them around so we know where they are rooted for the spray tomorrow.
Good luck, good luck.
Mwendwa tells me there isn't much they can do when the locusts are flying, other than trying to keep track of them and waiting until the swarm lands. But so far, he says the damage in this area has been minimal, because most of the crops here are mature or have already been harvested. Officials are not taking any chances, though. They're trying to prevent these locusts from breeding a whole new swarm. Hamisi Williams is with the FAO. He says locust swarms are being spotted across the country.
We've seen now desert locusts in areas which are traditionally not their breeding areas. Therefore, we largely classify desert locusts for us being a weather issue, and that has climate change connotation.
In other words, a combination of weather and climate changes have brought these desert locusts to Kenya. The problem, Williams explains, begins thousands of miles away in the Middle East and Southern Asia. When the weather is wet, he says, locusts can breed quickly. And after they've bred, they move.
And being a migratory person, they don't look for visas to cross our borders. It becomes a bit difficult to stop them from crossing our borders.
In the worst case scenario, outbreaks of desert locusts can wipe out entire farms and lead to food insecurity. Williams says last year's swarms damaged about 20% of the crops and pastures in affected areas. His focus is on eliminating the current swarms before the main crop season, which is coming up in a few weeks. He says Kenya's food security depends on it.
If the locusts were to be in our fields while our long rain season crops are also at the lush stage, then that would be a disaster that we don't want to happen.
But there are signs now that Kenya is getting the desert locust problem under control. Swarms are already diminishing in Kitui and other parts of the country. Whether or not this will become an annual problem, though, William says it's too early to tell. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi, Kitui, Kenya.
From PRX.